sound of snow.
A loss of home, a loss of our entire world.
Akko.
የሰውነት አቃል
ከንዲ
ነው ወጨ
have you cried?
Oh, many times.
he thought maybe Western people are not crying.
เมื่อเราขอแล้วปุ๊บมันก็ได้เรียกคนนี้เท่าแล้วปุ๊บแต่ก็ได้แค่ติดชีวิตเนี่ยมีแล้วปุ๊บเมื่อเราชาวปุ๊บก็พอคือเราพอเราเสร็จเราแล้วปุ๊บนึกว่าผู้ใจแล้วแต่แค่เลิกให้อุ่นเลยปุ๊บเลยเพราะว่าเราเกิดมาเป็นมนุษย์แล้วอย่างนั้นเราก็ต้องภูมิใจจะมีพราวด์ทูบีเอสทูแมนแล้วก็เพราะว่า everything in you five different spirits, seven layers above, seven layers underground, and everything in you, in me, everything in your person.
In Bagyo, Haku means the crying place. Humans cry since we were babies. When we were born, the first thing a baby does is cry. This is the first time we cry. The second time we cry is when we feel happy. Sometimes we cry because we are too happy. We cry because we suffer. When we think about what we have or don't have, we cry too. Humans cry a lot. At the end, when we die, we have to leave each other. We also cry then. This is the meaning of the crying place. Haku.
My name is Sivakon Odechao. I am Karen ethnic group. My name in Karen is Swat. So now we are here in the Banong Tao community. We live here in about 120 family. And now the population is 600 in estimate.
I was born in De La Pataklo, a community around 2 kilometers from here. It's a walking community. In those days, people would move around to different areas, sort of like the rotational farming system. I met my wife, had 3 kids, and moved to this house here, and we have been here ever since. My name is Johnny Odoshao, and I was born during World War II when Japanese soldiers were passing through to Myanmar and India. There were many problems during this time. My mother died, aunts died, I had 4 brothers and sisters that all died during the war. And in the end, it was just me and my father. The name Joni comes from Japanese. Magayo people named me on what was going on at the moment. So my father named me Japanese. But when my father registered my name in the system, it became Joni. I am 77 years old. I met Megai Mu when I was working as a buffalo herder for her family. At that time, I lost my family to the war, and I was very poor. So I made a living raising buffalo, and she was also raising her family's buffalo. That's how we met. The word Karen is what others call us. We call ourselves Pagayo. Burmese people call Pagayo people Kayi. But when Westerners came, they thought they were saying Karen. Pagayo has 3 meanings. The first is human being. The second is simple. The third is Pagayo, not Paganyo. They sound similar, but have very different meanings. Pagayo means a group of human beings that has many complications and difficulties. Humans are made of 5 spirits. Our head, heart, left hand, right hand, feet. That's the first level.
We're looking at a field with a hill that's covered in rice leaves, and the hill on the right side is the rice field, and the hill on the left side is wild trees and grass, and the right side here is the upland rice that is cultivated by the families in this area.
I
Rotational farming in Pakhoyo is hip, which means little by little, slowly, step by step. We don't use everything, little by little, plot by plot by plot, point by point. Then we come back to the original area. This is the heart of rotational farming. The important heart of the rotational farming technique is using natural resources, rain from nature. No need for humans to design. The water system that's used in rotational farming is waiting for the rain. If I have one plot of land, a large plot, I'll separate into seven small plots. Every year I use one small plot. Once I finish using it, I'll leave it empty. Next year, I'll use another plot and leave it. It's a way of using land for 1 year and leave it for 7 years. We don't continuously use it over and over and over again. We use it, then leave it, then come back to the original plot.
So the rotational farming system starts in February, and that's when plants are draining water. And so the plants get cut down, and then during the drier season, they burn one plot, and the burning takes about an hour, but you know, the carbon from that burn helps them manage weeds and different aspects of that one plot of land. And so after it burns, after they finish the controlled burn, they spread seeds up to seven different varieties of plants, vegetables, of spices, all kinds of things in the one plot. So there are many different things that grow together along with the rice.
In rotational farming, we don't cut the root, we leave the stump up to the waist height. Once we cut the tree, it regenerates into 7 years. The trees will grow to the height of seven people. Nature will take that much time. Even human scars, whenever we accidentally cut ourselves, takes 7 days to heal. 7 is a language of nature. Many Pakhoyo ceremonies use the symbol 7. It corresponds to the season or way of counting time. In one span of time, it's important that there are 7 days. For example, the dark moon becomes a half moon in 7 days. The half moon becomes a full moon in 7 days. The full moon becomes a dark moon in 7 days. Seven. Four times becomes 1 month. This is an easy way to count time. Rising, falling. 12 cycles from dark to light becomes 1 year. It's an important system. The time needed to see if the seed will be good or not also takes 7 days. Bagayo people use 7 for growing rice. In the planting ceremony, 7 plants grow from the mother rice. For rotational farming plots, why does it have to be 7 years? Because it takes 7 years for the tree and plant system to return to its original state, no less than 7 years. The next level has 5 areas: spiritual, physical, which is death, hell, and heaven.
In current culture, when the newborn baby, it has umbilical cord, and then we have to put in a bamboo, and then tie to a tree like this. The bamboo stay with a tree, and then after another piece of cord that removed, we have to use some seed throw it to make it fall down. So, and I choose this tree for my 3 children. So we have together in one tree. And you can see the first one, second one, already his bamboo already returned to the soil. But this is because he was born in the hospital. The doctor, we have to ask the doctor, and then the doctor put in a plastic bag, and then we have to put into the bamboo again, carry back from the hospital, put it. So this is my 4 month, this one, 4 month of baby. But for the elder, already returned to a soil. He's, too many, he's, maybe he's one. This one, the cord already rotten, returned to the soil, but plastic bag still there. That's 7 years, or 6 years, 7 years.
Oh, yeah, the plastic is still
there. Yes, but you see that the wood with bamboo and cord, it's back. So after I realized that, we are really depend on the tree. Since we born, we have to like our life carry on the tree, and then one day we go back to a soil, and then we taking care of tree again. So this tree will taking care forever, even our life is finished, but tree have to continue. At least I know that tree provide a fruit, a seed, so tree can increase amount, and then for in a scientific way, one person at least you need some tree support
because you are breathe out as a carbon, you know, the tree circulate with oxygen. This is a very scientific, and the life cycle. This is like we are born from nature and then we go back to nature. We are not safe forever. We are part of nature. So long time ago, my father, more than 35 years ago, my father used to farm as a cash crop. According to the demonstrated by the government in the project in the highland area, like cash crop, like vegetable. And then one day he find out that like the price really depend on the market. Then he lose all weight. And then he get a debt high above the debt. And then he said, "Why? If we stop, can we stop or not?" And then he just stopped.
But yeah.
He don't have to work hard, he just waiting. And then this is a result of the lazy. But because of many plants are recovered, according to the zoning area of the forestry department, satellite read this like forest. And the satellite, according to the policy of the forestry government, said here, this area, not certified. Give your right because it's forest. We have to return to the government. This is now happened. So that later, I will show you the map, how the map recognized here. So nothing. Mm-hmm. But he just continue. You can see the plant lychee, rattan. This is long rattan that can make a bamboo basket. And he is planted, you can see a persimmon and bamboo, all surrounded by bamboo. And actually, we have many of the persimmon, but we have no time to cook it. And this we are careful. Also, organic, natural. So this is ripened on a tree. Actually, it gets soft already. Like this. But have you ever tried the ripe persimmon? Actually, it's ripe one is a bitter. We have to process somehow. But this one already ripe, like it's turning soft. Yeah, like this. You can taste like you want to try?
The third level is the five conflicts humans have in themselves. The first is a conflict with power. The second is thinking, belief, differences in belief. The third is fighting with each other over rights. There are many issues with rights. Animal rights, man and woman rights,
animal rights,
human rights,
man and woman rights.
There are many.
People rights. There are many.
In my life, there was a time when people cut large trees. Any large tree they saw, they cut. Western colonizers came for the first time 100 years ago. My grandmother still has identification papers from when he was cutting timber for the British. Growing plants that were not good for the environment. It broke the rotational farming system. Rotational farming needs land. But when opium came after the end of the World War II, it stopped the rotation. People continued to use the land instead of leaving it to regrow. 7 years become only 6 years or 5 years. People weren't interested in producing rice. They were more interested in growing opium. It broke the rotational farming system. Cash crops, monoculture crops are another issue. It hurts the soil wherever it's grown. Biodiversity disappeared. When you compare people in the city to Pakayaw people, we have a saying. Being Pakayaw, we only use people for labor. We only eat a little meat. Whenever we use natural resources like chickens, we use just the feather. Feathers grow back. The people who live in a city, they use everything to the bone. They take the bone. After take feathers, they eat the meat. When they finish the meat, they take the bone. Mining is a way of using nature that affects its structure. It takes the bone of nature. That's how we describe it in Pakayaw. They're still doing this today.
So what the boss challenge? One thing. So because of our global system, I mean the mainstream, they are focused on how to grow economy repeatedly and make a lot of profit and then make a wealth, make a rich. This is a kind of mainstream. And after you get rich, so you can earn, you can spend for your needs. But the needs of people are never feel enough. So that's why this is many of the system, according to the policymaker, they always concern on make this way. But why we said make it slower make it small, slow down, make things slow, go slow. This is how we are like marginalized. We are not in the power of the system. So this is one big challenge. So the second thing, how to stand with like strong mind. It's with the strong wisdom. This is our challenge.
ก็มีผลอะไรทำไมเราต้องเรียกร้องพอตอนนั้นเขาไม่มีจีนแล้วก็โลกก็นะรัฐบาลนี่มัน
At that time there was no rice to eat
แต่ว่า
There was a food shortage
คนอีกจุดหนึ่ง
On top of thatThe government collected tax and we had no money. In the past, when I was a teenager, I saw that no one used their influence to improve the quality of life of poor people. No one did that. It's not fair. There was another group who were very wealthy, military commanders. But still, it wasn't enough. The government funds never reached the public.Every baht that the government took from taxes was spent on this one group, soldiers, police, and people connected to royalty. Only people in power, not poor people. It was the first time I realized they don't have the right to do that.
และสิ่งที่มันมากกว่านั้นก็คือว่าประชาชนกลัวเวลาที่มีเจ้าหน้าที่รัฐเข้ามาเนี่ย
Even more than that the public was afraid when a government official came in
ทุกอย่างให้เขา
Not only were they afraid they had to give everything to them For example official says today I want a cowToday I want buffalo. Today I want forest animals. The community has to find it for them. It happened when I was still a kid. It was unfair. It motivated me to reach out to many different groups so we could fight to make things more fair. That was the first example from when I was still a young kid. But when I grew up and started playing a larger role in the community, I started seeing other problems too. There was a plan to manage forests and land into five zones. Zones 1 and 2 are watershed. Zones 3, 4 or 5.Lower lands. This policy is still used today. There was a community in the lower part of Kampangpet province. The people in that province were forced to move into two right plots of land by the government. Five villages were forced out of their land and were forced to move into a very small plot of land. Their home is claimed for conservation.
ในพื้นที่วันนี้สองไร่ถึงห้ามล่าสัตว์ป่าแล้วก็หมู่บ้านเนี่ยมีห้าหมู่บ้านแล้วก็ถูก
No one had land to grow food and building a house was difficult
ไปอยู่ในพื้นที
่ It made their whole lives difficult
แค่สองไร
่ They had to do labor work all day and nightWhat's even sadder is when they went to work at night, children and women were at home alone. Another group came into their homes at night and did different things to them. It became a big burden, but they had no choice because they were surrounded by soldiers.
เหมือนกับมานอนด้วยมาเป็นเหมือนกับ harassment มาทำอะไรต่าง
ๆ National Guards and the Forestry Department of the government
เพราะว่าหมู่บ้านนี้ถูกสร้าง
The community lived in fear.
There's a province called Kapang Phet, and the people in that province were forced to move into a two-rai plot of land by the government. So an entire, like five villages, were forced out of their land and were forced to move into a very small plot of land, and such that they had no way of sustaining their own lives because their land was taken away. So the men were forced into labor work. So at night, they'd leave their homes to do labor and provide for their families. But even worse is, you know, when they left, other men would come in and harass their wives. And so because of this, they went back to Kampang Phet to go back to their ancestral lands. But Kampang Phet had become a national forest, and them returning to their ancestral lands violated Thailand's environmental policy for conservation. So that was another big instance where he came together with other people to raise their voices against this policy. He collaborated with NGOs, with different activists and academics, and together they joined with people from north, south, east, west of Thailand, from the central parts, the slums, into a giant march called the Assembly of the Poor. And there they gathered in protest against all these injustices. And now, you know, years later, they still face the same problems in terms of, you know, zoning of different lands and forests and the difference between what the government considers a forest and what the people who have lived in the forest their entire lives considers a forest.
The fourth is an issue with profits or interests. Fighting over who has more natural resources. The north of Thailand is divided into parts. The eastern part was colonized by France. The western part was colonized by the British. Cutting timber requires a lot of labor because you must live in the forest for months. They give documents to identify laborers. Whoever has this piece of paper can cut trees anywhere. They need to renew every year. This paper can only be used for one person. This piece of paper is 100 years old. My grandfather had an elephant he used to move trees. Elephants were used for jobs to earn money.
การตัดไม้ใช้คนแต่ว่าการชักลากไม้ขนไม้ transfer ใช้ช้างเลเฟนเพราะฉะนั้นเนี่ยคนที่มีช้างก็จะได้ทำงานได้เงินเป็นค่าจ้างเหมือนกับไพรี่ไพร
เด้อมันทำกันแล้วบริหารเตือน
The Thai government looks from the perspective of whoever rewards them. What do they get in return? It might be money. It might be business. Whatever industry or group rewards them, they'll take care of them. Poor people don't give the government any benefits, so they don't have any rights to decide what a forest is.
การที่รัฐบาลไทยก็ที่เกิดการประชุมเมื่อวานนี้ก็คือ
Yesterday there was an epic protest in Chiang Mai. We can see clearly that the government pays attention to businesses, corporations or international organizations that benefits them. Therefore, the government does projects that serve that group. Villagers who protest for the right to grow food and live on the land, they put them in jail.
My father is the leader of the community. He was against one of the projects called Pine Plantation. And in the Highland Department, Forestry Department, they have a pine plantation in the mountain, in the top of mountain, many, many areas. And then they got a species of pine from somewhere else. It's not local variety. And then they have a lot of seedlings, and they brought the people, and they have a labor work, and they have a project and budget to work in the Highland Mountain area. And they plant a lot of pine seedlings. But after that, many years later, what we found out is the pine is not local species, and it caused a lot of environment and ecosystem issues, because after the pine grown up, all of the local species disappear, and the animal cannot survive in that area. And in dry season, the pine leaves too much containing of the oil, and they are falling down and pile up and become dry material. And then when dry season, forest fire light up. So it's too strong, and we really got strong damage to the whole system. It have long impact, because you plant a tree, the tree has maybe 50, 100 years, and then it's long impact. But in the way of living of traditional indigenous people, we don't have to, you know, brought a new species and, you know, plantation. We just let the animal go, and we watch fire, and then we can work to to add some diversity. Animal, people work together, and you can see many, many a species will come later. This is a keyword, Lukatan. So what a big impact on the current community, the most, I think, people in the old generation pass the knowledge, culture, the ritual, technique of living with nature through generation by generation. But when the strongly influenced by the system from outside, youth in current culture, so the old generation lose a confidence to continue or transfer the knowledge to other generation. And the new generation also got a new technique or a new culture, new education from other. And then they will lose kind of self-independent, depending. They lose their knowledge, culture, and lose the gap between older and young generation. And then finally, the young generation get into a trap of a modern system. So, and finally, losing of the nature ecosystem and forest, soil, water, mountain. This is, I think, the most important.
Humans don't have awareness. They are missing knowledge of what it means to be a person, to be a part of nature. They feel lost. They lost pride, lost understanding of themselves, understanding of what it means to be human.
ความเป็นชุมชนเนี่ยมันสูญเสียวัฒนธรรมในสำคัญก็คือเช่นความเมื่อก่อนเนี่ยเรามีระบบ rotation farming
we started having problems because the community lost its culture
แต่ว่าพอที่ดินเนี่ยเป็นของ
We used to have the rotational farming system, but once land became the property of a person or sector, people fought over land. We stopped sharing and helping others. The big issue happened when land must be certified. It means living there without a certificate is a crime.
กังวลก็คือวอรี่แล้วก็กลัวก็คือเหมือนกับกระเซ็ดหรือว่าเฟีย
It made the community worry and fear.
อีกอย่างนึงก็คือว่า
Another issue is evictions forced the community to focus on cultivation.
ก็คือใช้ที่ดินก็ดีแล้วก็ต้องคิดเรื่อง
Growing food to sell. In the end, they take losses and go into debt.
Lost, แล้วก็เป็น debt.
Debt piles up, and they may lose the land.
And then, แล้วก็สุดท้ายก็อาจจะต้องสูญเสียที่ดิน
It causes problems for the spirit. It's bad for health. Causes alcoholism. Causes drug addiction.
ทำให้ในห้องมี
Causes loss of land.Was a competition for natural resources. People take water, take land, take more things. We protest, but the people who create these policies don't understand. They work in offices. They live their lives very differently. In the end, people lose independence. They have to rely on the market.By relying on the market, they can't save money. It's not sustainable.
Teach
We didn't used to think of land as possession. We never needed special certificates or special rights to land. It's only ours for the year we use it. After we cultivate, drop seeds and harvest, we return everything. It only belongs to us when we are using it. The thing that changed is the idea of selling land. Because of this, we also have to fight for rights. The land belongs to nature. But now that the land belongs to some sector, we have to fight to protect and keep our rights to the land. Life and land are the same. We are the same as land. We come from land. We go back to land. But if we don't understand, we'll think land is our possession. But really, we belong to the land.
By the time we leave, we have one song.
Any requests?
We have one song. She is singing with me,
oh,
but in Thailand,
okay.
In Thai language.
Okay.
This is at the beginning when we try to demonstrate people to know about the karo. But when I was very young, I practice and I teach her a bit. No, I will, yeah.
Speak out, make people understand it. And through maybe sometime writing, speaking, and use some technique to make people more understand. And third way, so sometimes it's important to get together and walking on the street. So because without walking on the street, maybe people will not really want understand, especially the people who are standing in another position, they never get understanding. So sometimes we have to get together and fight and walk through the street.